Ace Podcast.
What's up, nerds? I'm Spike, host.
I am Talby, co-host.
We make podcasts now.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
Yeah, I like it.
That's like my favorite Christmas greeting ever. Like every, like last year, I woke up this morning and I got on Facebook and it was like, here's your memory from a year ago. And it was just a picture of that dude with the Tommy gun. And it was like, Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
I believe you, but my Tommy gun don't. Yeah, it's Christmas. It's Christmas Day. We're recording on Christmas Day.
Which is, it's kind of odd, but you know what? I don't mind it.
You know, I don't really care. Christmas is like if you have family.
Well, if you have family and friends and people who love
people
you.
People who care about you. No, like it's one of those, well, like family, like your folks and your kids,
right,
if you have them. And waifus and husbandos. Mm-hmm. I'm stealing that from Kit.
Waifus?
Husbando. No. Oh. Husbando, the term.
Gotcha. I woke up this morning thinking it was going to be a very depressing Christmas because like most of my family is not in Cruces. Like, the only family I have here is my brother, and for some reason, they don't invite me over for holidays anymore. So.
Dude, Well, I mean, I don't know. That's weird. I get that, too. Like, my mom lives in town. My brother and my sister lives in D.C., like, outside of D.C. Mm-hmm. My brother just graduated from OCS, Air Force Academy thing.
Yeah.
And he lives in Florida now with his kid and wife. And, yeah, so my mom's out of town with them, and... Because she's like, fuck that. You have some grandkids if you want some attention.
Right. Apparently. Jeez.
Yeah, that's okay. I don't care. I'm not really into hanging out with family. It's not my thing. But still, like, even if she is in town, it's like her new husband, whatever. Yeah, husband. I was like, what do you call it? Step-husband? Yeah, her new husband. Like, his family's cool and all, but, like, you know, we're not, like, you know, we don't have a background.
Right, know? Yeah. Yeah, we Becca's parents invited us over, and we had lunch, and it was strange because, like, typically I'm very uncomfortable at like holiday celebrations and stuff because I just don't know how to converse with people.
Yeah,
but I had a really good time. I had some really good food and opened some presents and stuff, so it was really nice. And I'm looking forward to tonight because we're going to go over to
Ben's house and watch
really crappy movies.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to feel about that. I'll probably catch Pokemon and do stuff like that. I mean, I'll go over.
Yeah, you should go over and hang out.
I don't know. I'm really not. I don't know. No, no, we'll see.
It'll be an excuse to drink booze with friends.
Yeah, that's why I want to go. I don't know. I really want to write stuff up for Death Save, too, though. I'm really...
Oh, yeah, because we're doing a recording again this week.
Yeah, I think on Wednesday is going to be the password required, friends. And then it won't air for a month because we're actually front-logged on Death Save.
Yeah, I was about to say, then aren't we doing another recording? Because, like, Ben and Charles...
Yeah, best-case scenario is, like, maybe 2-3 hours on Wednesday with password required. And then hopefully like 4 hours on Thursday with
a lot of role playing this week.
With everybody, yeah, but it'll be great.
Which is, it'll be fantastic because we were a little worried because of my trip.
Yeah, yeah, and we got so much of it in because everyone's on break. Yeah, but Christmas is weird. Families are weird, dude. That reminded me, like last year, I think it was last year, maybe the year before that. One of my father-in-law, whatever you call it, or not, it's not a father, a stepfather.
Yeah,
that's what you call it, right?
Yeah,
I don't know. It feels weird being an adult and saying stepfather.
Right, right.
But, one of his kids had a baby and they named it. Okay, so I was sitting there with my brother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you've met my brother. He's cool
he's cool
nerdy and stuff like that. And my sister's cool too, but she's not like on the level of me and my brother, you know, as far as nerddom goes.
Yeah.
So, like, we're sitting there and they said, oh, they had a baby and they named it Solomon. And my brother just leans over and he's like, Solomon Grundy won't pants too. I was like, yep.
That is a weird name, like a weird modern name.
Yeah,
Solomon.
I really wanted to. I guess Saul is normal. I know a guy in school named Saul.
Right. If you're Jewish, Saul is a very common name in the Jewish community.
Yeah, but Solomon is like, I don't know, man. Maybe the real religious.
Maybe.
I don't like biblical names, dude.
Oh, that's my name.
So is mine. Yeah. Well, they're fucking lame, dude. It's like, in America, it's real lame, right? Because that's what you do is you name. So you run into like 15,000 Matthews and Joshes in your life.
Yeah.
And then you go by. Announcement for those Sup Nerds fans who don't know, my name is Matthew.
Real name. Your given name, your biblical name. your Indian, your Native American.
My Native American name, I guess you call that. So how's your week, Josh? What'd you do?
My poor girlfriend was sick. I think she caught whatever it was I had.
Rickety buttitis.
Yeah, it was her butt was real rickety.
Apparently everyone's caught it, except for me.
It's been going around, so, you know, that was scary and a little worrisome, but we got through it.
Yeah, and you took her to the hospital, didn't you?
I did, yeah. Well, it's like, I figured she just had what I had, and I knew that, like, if, you know, a couple hours and she would start to feel better, but... Like, she's pale to begin with, and then, like, you add in, like, stomach sickness on top of that.
Yeah.
And, like, she was practically see-through.
Translucent. Like a Norwegian person.
Yeah, she was green, and it was, I was pretty worried. I was pretty scared, so we took her to the hospital, and they pumped her full of fluids, and... Yeah.
All right.
So that was, I mean, that was basically, yeah, that was basically
way to be a downer
week.
On Christmas, Josh. I'm just kidding. So earlier today, I went over, like, so I'm always broke this time of year, right?
Yeah, word.
Yeah, it's just because, like, school, I don't get paid until, like, the first, and then that won't even be that much. It'll be, like, half a month, and then once financial aid comes around, I'll have money again, but this is, like, the most broke time of the, it's the most broke-ass time of
the
year.
Where your bank account zero.
Yeah, but so I was going over to get tobacco and soda because I really wanted caffeine that wasn't coffee. Like, I like coffee, but there's just times where I'm like, nah, I need a Coke, dude.
Yeah, word.
So I go over there and I'm like, man, I got like $2 in change and maybe some on my credit card. Mm-hmm. And my debit card, I'm almost sure, is tapped out. So I go over and I pay in change. I'm like, all right, I'll do the change first and you take that off. Okay, cool. So it's like $2, $2.80 or something. And then I was like, all right, let's try the card and keep your fingers crossed. And it's like declined. I was like, fuck. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's try this debit card and see what happens. And it was like approved. And then like it took a while to go through all of that. Yeah. So there was a line forming behind me. And I was like, whatever, I'm an asshole. Huh? Mm. But so there's a line forming behind me. But then like it goes approved. I'm like, it's a Christmas miracle, everyone. Nobody laughed.
Oh, man. Spike. Your public vocal outbursts are probably one of my favorite things that you do.
Yeah.
Because I do not have the balls to do that at all, right? But you do it all the time.
You notice,
it always makes me laugh and nobody else.
Right? Well, that's the thing, too. So one time we were at Panda Express, and it was just me, James, and Josh.
Yeah.
And I was the first one in line, and then, like... So I order my thing, and then it goes on to James and Josh, and she's like, are you guys together, like, to, you know, put the order together?
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, we're a couple. All three of us.
Yeah, I
said it pretty loud, too.
Really loud, and it was like, because that Panda Express is on campus.
Yeah, it's on university.
So there was, like, a bunch of, like, other college students there, and, like, all these people were sort of, like, looking at you weird, and I was just laughing my ass off.
Well, it was pretty funny, because one guy was laughing. That's kind of the way it goes, is, like, a lot of people are just, like, so concerned with self-image, especially, like, on a college campus, that they can't just laugh in public. It's like not cool to do or whatever, even if it's a really funny joke.
Yeah.
But I always save like the funniest jokes for when I do my public outbursts. But yeah, people still are just like, ah, it's
so weird. It's so funny. I was behind a woman in line the other day, speaking of assholes in line. And I get it. People are old and they become like shitty. But like, and so typically I'm very cool when it's old people.
Yeah.
But this woman, she was like, her total was like in 15, somewhere around there. Mm-hmm. And she was paying with ones.
Okay.
And so she was just like,
maybe she was a stripper.
She was just
an old stripper.
Gross. But she was like, one, two, three. I was just like,
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, like, have you ever had those like those moments when you're in public and someone is just annoying you and you just have this like little daytime fantasy about committing like a random act of violence?
I usually call them out on it. I mean, like, that lady wasn't being a douchebag, but we were at Ren Faire. I think I might have talked about this on the podcast, but maybe not because you weren't there. But I was getting food with Ren, and I think James was there too. I don't remember, but there was some lady and she kind of just like cut in line in front of me and Ren.
Ugh.
And then like, which was okay. She was just standing there and I think she thought she was in line.
Right. Yeah. That
but
happens.
She wasn't. And then, like, me and Ren go in line, and then she just sort of cuts in front of us and is like, here, I want this. And then goes over to the counter, because it's like you order to the left,
yeah, and then you
pick up your order to the right, and then goes over to the counter, which, like, you know, you can cut in front of me. I'm not going to flip out over something so trivial as you cutting in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
But then she was shitty to the service people. Like, she goes up and she's like, you need to get this for me right now. And I was just like, holy fuck. And I don't remember what I said, but it was something like, you know, so I guess some people don't. I usually say, like, I guess some people don't have to work for a living.
Because
that's the type of attitude of somebody who doesn't have to work.
Right.
You know? It's just like, or who has never had a job where it's like, well, I need to fucking pay rent or I die, you know?
Right.
Because anybody like us, it's like we've had jobs where we're service industry before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just said something like right fucking in front of her and I was made sure she could hear me. I'll fucking stand up for the service staff people because I've had that job. It's shitty and you make enough to live off of.
I think the one place that causes me the most, what's the word I'm looking for? Inappropriate amount of hatred is Subway.
Yeah?
I don't know what it is about Subway.
I hate eating fresh.
Just
I fucking drives hate Jared.
Me. I love Subway. We eat there a lot. But like when you're in line in Subway and like someone, so like recently, there was this woman, she had her phone and she was obviously getting the orders from like 15 fucking people.
Oh,
and she was just like
trying to
talk to them on the phone, trying to tell the orders. And we live very close to the Mexican border. And so she didn't speak very good English.
Uh-huh.
You could tell it wasn't her first language. And so like her ordering the vegetables was, while hilarious, was extremely frustrating because I'm just a dude. I just want one sandwich, quick, done, easy, yeah, go, yeah. Right?
You know exactly what you want while you're in waiting in line or even before you probably go get in there.
Yeah, I eat the same thing all the time wherever I go. So, like, she was just there like, spinach, pepper.
Paper. Paper.
And the whole time I was just like,
you should have told her not for sale.
Not for sale. So the whole time I was just like fantasizing, just like grabbing the back of her head and slamming into that sneeze guard that they have at like Subway. Just like, geez, hurry up. Look, like, so like if I'm that type of person, like if I have a huge cart of shit or if I have a big order and there's like somebody behind me who just wants to buy a pack of gum, I'm like, go. Like, please,
yeah,
go
ahead.
Yeah,
that's always
me.
Cool.
Like, I'm going to take a while. Please, just go ahead. You look like you're just by yourself.
Dude, I'll do that sometimes. Ugh. If there's, like, somebody with a shitload of stuff in line at, like, Walmart or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'll just go with my, like, one or two items behind them. Mm-hmm. And then, like, they will almost every time be like, oh, go in front of me.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, like, a really good trick for, like, if it's super busy. Because, people will avoid those people, you know. They're like, holy crap, that person has two carts, you know.
Yeah, I never get that at Walmart. Like, I was trying to buy a pack of cigarettes the other day. I just wanted a pack of cigarettes. I didn't have anything else. I just wanted a pack of cigarettes.
Did you go to the cigarette only line?
Yeah, that's why, dude.
People are,
and like this woman,
smokers are assholes.
this woman, she wasn't even buying cigarettes, but she was like trying to exchange shit at the register, and like the person behind the register was trying her hardest to like be like, no, we don't do exchanges, you need to go to customer service.
Hey.
And so this woman was just like complaining and being really shitty, and I was just like, I just want a pack of cigarettes. But there is something that is great when you're in that sort of situation.
Yeah,
if there is a line, I love that moment where you kind of like turn around and you look at the person behind you who's also being inconvenienced, but they're kind of in a shittier position because they have like another person, they have two people in front of them, and just being like shaking your head like the fuck, like
bonding
it's
over,
a nice little bonding like moment with catharsis. A random stranger over like how shitty is this,
and then like the fourth guy in line is just like
he just fucks off. Like usually that person is like, oh no, fuck this,
yep,
there's like that
this.
Quick line over there, I'm gonna go over there.
I won't even wait an hour
but I'm committed, I'm behind this woman, I've been here for like 10 minutes already. Sure, I could have gone to another line, but I'm here, I've made my stand,
right.
I'm not moving. I don't know. It's fucking weird. I hate shopping during Christmas. It's just the fucking worst.
I don't usually do it. I went to Walmart the other day on accident. I didn't realize that it was...
Like, you just like, all of a sudden you just like kind of like wake up. And you're like, how the fuck? Why the fuck am I in Walmart? Why
Where
am
I
in line?
What year is it? No. I was just getting groceries and I was like, fuck, it's so busy. It was like on a Saturday. It was last... I might have talked about this on the stupid last week podcast.
Yeah.
It's a good name for a podcast.
The Stupid Last
Week Podcast. So what did I do this week? That was a long what did Josh do?
That was kind of like a weird back and forth about weeks.
I don't think I talked about my week at all. What did I do?
All right, first topic.
No, okay, my first topic is sort of like what I did this week. So about 2 weeks ago, actually, I emailed two different bands, and I was like, they're small-time bands, so I wasn't like, hey, Metallica, can we use, you know, your Ride the Lightning for our theme song for our podcast, but they're pretty small bands. And I wrote them very nice emails, and I was like, hey, can we, like, look, we don't monetize.
Right.
And if we did, you'd be the first person we pay, you know. We definitely pay you royalties. And by the way, I also really like your band, too. And neither of them sent me any kind of reply back, which is just like, really? Like, I don't know. I just thought it was kind of shitty of a thing to do. So I'm holding it to all the Sup Nerds fans and to Josh that we will never get that big that we don't reply to emails. Unless you're my friend, then guaranteed I won't reply to your email.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but, I agree. But it also, like, nowadays, like, with, like, record companies and shit like that, it is so fucking hard to get any sort of permission to actually use anything. Because a band could be like, yes, you can use our song.
Right.
But then, like, if there's, like, anybody else above them, producers or, like, record companies or anything like that, distributors, they could still be like, nope, fuck you. Like, we own the rights to that, too.
And the two bands that I talked to, I made sure that they were owned their labels, and I knew it already, but had I not, I would have actually, and I'm not going to mention the band names because I actually do like these bands, but like the thing, and that's not even what bugged me, is like they could have been like, no, I'm sorry, and that could have been the entire reply back, but to just like not say anything is just like, really? Like, and then one of them put like a passive aggressive tweet afterwards, like the same day, and I was just like, that is not cool, man.
What was the passive aggressive
tweet? It was something about, like, I don't remember, but it was something in regards to an email or something like that, and I was just like, wow, that's fuck you.
Yeah, that's kind of disappointing.
I mean, they didn't like tweet at me, because then I would have been like, yay, you noticed me.
Yeah, you noticed me, and you're really shitty. Yay, it's a Christmas miracle,
everybody. But yeah, I mean, let's just kind of, so I'm holding it to the Sup Nerds fans that we will never, I mean, like, Death Save might get popular.
Right. I mean, I think even if it was Death Save, like, I think we would still, if we got emails, we would definitely respond to them.
Absolutely. And also, like, I mean, like, I tend to forget to respond to people that I'm, like, wanting to do things with, like, do podcast things with, because it's like, oh, you're my friend now, I don't need to reply to your shit. Spike's really bad about replying to stuff.
Yeah, it's I'm the same way. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just our age, especially when it comes down to, like, the social media stuff.
Yeah,
like, shout out Mecha Paladin, always tweeting at us, which is so cool.
That is awesome.
I love when it's like, whenever I get like a notification, my weekly notification on Twitter, that's like, oh, there's like an 85% chance that that's Mecha Paladin. And I love that, but like, I'm 31 years old and I wasn't raised on the tweeter. So like, I'm like, oh, that's cool. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with this. But it's cool. I always read them.
I wish that there was a way to like a like, too, because like a lot of the Ace Podcast bros have been liking tweets that I've been posting and stuff like that. Right. So that's awesome. So thanks, guys.
Well, I mean, I think anything. Well, Twittering and podcasting and like the YouTube stuff, like it's a weird sort of medium, because you do something and then you put it out there.
Yeah.
And so, like, you never really know the response unless you have a very vocal fan base or something like that, or a community built up around it. So, like, I do my YouTube videos, and I'm like, I have no idea if people like this. I have no clue. Like, they get views and maybe a couple of likes, no comments, no one ever talks to me about shit, I never get any emails. So I'm like, I have no idea if people like what I do.
Did you see my cartoon has almost, the Halloween special cartoon has like almost 600 views?
No.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, it blew up kind of during Halloween, and I didn't want to jinx it, because it was like, I think 300, and then there was a bunch more a few days after. Yeah, it was pretty cool, but no like comments or subscribers.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of like done with YouTube, dude.
Right. I wish I could say the same, but I don't. I actually really enjoy making video content and putting it on YouTube.
I do too. I like making the content. I just don't like the lack of, like, I guess, response. I guess, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah. I think it would be better if, like, we had more subscribers, but it's just getting that subscriber base. Yeah. That takes fucking forever.
So I got an interesting topic.
Oh, okay.
So check it out. I was thinking about this the other day. Mm-hmm. What if the only reason that aliens don't invade, or not invade, but just make first contact, right,
mm-hmm.
is because they really like sci-fi? Like sci-fi
they like,
movies.
They like our movies?
Right. Like, because think about the moment when there are two races. Like, you know, the DeLorean race.
Okay.
That's the first name that came to my head. Like, right. Whatever. There's some alien race. Okay. Right. And then there's us, right?
Mm-hmm.
People are going to be like, you have to include them to be, and like, they won't fucking care, but you know, people will be like, you have to be inclusive.
All
right. But right. But like, so what if they know this? And like, they're like, man, these guys are really good at making sci-fi. This is fun and interesting, mm-hmm. and we don't want to ruin it. Because then it's basically science fiction is going to be ruined after that point.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
I mean, you could still have it, but like, it'll just be weird, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, think about it. Like, if you're like, go back and watch Independence Day and be like, oh man, I hope we don't offend people. Like, what, would that movie be offensive to them? Like, we're not warmongers.
That's funny. Oh, that's an interesting point. Like, they're just like, man, we don't, like, the aliens are just like, we'd go down, but they might just think we're going to be assholes because that's what they think all aliens are going to be. Yeah. They're just going to be dicks. Well, quick question. Do you believe in aliens?
Absolutely. And I think that they don't make contact because I'm sort of agnostic about religion and aliens.
Right.
I believe absolutely that it is so like Americans to think that we are the most advanced race, and how could anybody be
right.
more advanced than us? And there's scientists that believe this, but then yeah. like, I forget that one scientist. He's one of those like pop sci scientists, like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Okay. I can't remember his name, but he's a real cool dude, and he's the one that is like, you know, if you're walking down the side of the road and you see a bunch of ants, you don't stop and try to communicate with them, yeah. do you? So that's yeah. how aliens view us. It's like, we're so, especially like the past 100 years, dude, we've made so many technological advancements that yeah. before that, why the fuck would they even think about making contact with us? We were like pushing carts around with horses and shit.
Well,
we
yeah,
garbage.
Like, yeah, like, I mean, especially with the way we've advanced in the last 100 years, like yeah. you compare 2016 to 1916, like it's yeah. almost unrecognizable, the difference in like the advancements that we've made in technology and society. And it's yeah, it's pretty weird. I'm with you. I totally believe in aliens.
I think that it's just stupid. Okay, obviously there's life out there, whether
yeah, mathematically
right yeah, yeah whether there's bugs or garbage or whatever. I mean, well, we don't know what it takes to create life,
right?
But I would like to think that it's not that fucking I mean, like, the, you know, there's billions
but anybody could do it.
I create life whenever I jerk off in the morning, if you know what I'm saying. No, but like there's so many like billions of stars that we know about, you
right
know?
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think that there is a life out there for sure. I think it's ignorant mm-hmm. to think otherwise.
Yeah, definitely.
But you know, it might just be trees and bugs and shit. But I believe that, yeah, there are more advanced alien life
forms. Oh yeah,
forms,
I totally
and I
believe that. Yeah,
believe maybe they have visited us, uh-huh. and they're just like, well, these guys are stupid. Fuck them.
Yeah, I would think that's probably the case, is that like, if like, I don't even necessarily believe that aliens have contacted us or anything like that. Or,
I don't think
that
they've contacted us. More
or if
so
they
like,
have, they're just like, meh. Like,
yeah,
they like just drove by and they're just like, meh, nah, fuck.
They were thinking
guys.
About contacting us until we invented Twitter, and then they were just like, oh god, Trump tweets.
Yeah, done. No.
Done. Don't want to deal with it.
They're like, holy shit, that one country just like nominated an orangutan, a racist, sexist orangutan as president.
Yeah.
I think we're going to skip this planet for
a
while.
We're done. Yep.
That is so crazy.
Yeah, I think that there is. And I think that'd be a crazy thought. Like, what would sci-fi be like after aliens, you know?
Yeah, that is an... Well, have you seen Alien Nation?
Uh-uh.
I think that's
a TV series or
no,
a movie?
It was a movie. James Caan, I think. And it's sort of like this idea that, like...
Is that the one where the aliens, like, live alongside humans
yeah.
and there's alien-human racism?
Yeah.
I think I have seen... No,
yeah.
I think I saw a TV show that was like
so,
that.
Yeah, so...
Did they
so
make a TV show?
Yeah, they made a TV show, yeah. And it was like a crime drama, but, like,
yeah.
one of the cops was, like, was an alien. And it was, like, this really cool like sci-fi thing where it was just like a regular show, but just some of the characters happened to be an
aliens. Yeah, I totally think that I did see that. I remember watching an episode about like hate crimes against the aliens, but weren't they tougher?
They were tougher, I think. So,
like stronger and more durable, but I guess if you get enough crazy, angry Trump supporters, you could take down a big old buff alien.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, well, that's my topic. Nice. I was thinking about aliens and sci-fi and stuff. You got anything?
I was getting ready to go to Becca's parents today. And I went downstairs, and Charlie was watching this weird YouTube video that it almost was insulting or just made me feel really disgusted. So basically, there's this guy who has a channel where he gets like a kitchen knife, he heats it up with a blowtorch, and then he cuts things with it.
Yep, I've seen it.
And so like Charlie was watching this video, like he put orange juice in a plastic cup and then just cut the side of the cup. And then he cut open like a grapefruit. And it was just a bag of chips.
30 million views.
The dude had over 4 million subscribers.
Yep.
And I was just like baffled and confused and disgusted. Like, here's like a dude who just does this weird random shit. He cuts open a fucking pack of Tic Tacs with a hot knife.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't bug me that much because people are dumb and that kind of stuff happens. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, there's plenty of garbage out there that's really popular.
Yeah.
I mean, it's back on Trump Trump cast today, but yeah, I mean, our president...
you went to Trump. I thought PewDiePie.
No, I mean, PewDiePie creates. I think he still does his own edit. No, he probably doesn't.
No, like 50 million.
He used to do his own editing, so that's at least a thing, you know.
Right, yeah.
And he used to do his own cartoons and stuff like that, or like animations and stuff like that. That's a thing. And he plays, I don't know. Let's leave PewDiePie alone.
Okay,
Josh.
All right. I'm just not into PewDiePie.
He has more content than the guy who cuts stuff with
hot knife. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, there's more entertainment value there. Yeah.
But the thing about the guy who cuts stuff with hot knife, the thing that bugs me is that at the beginning, it's like for science. He has a disclaimer saying
not at all.
A scientific experiment. Yeah, it's like a disclaimer saying, don't try this at home. This is for a scientific experiment. And I'm like, this is such like the modern version of what people think science is. Like the whole, I fucking love science. Well, it's like goes back to the whole Nietzsche thing where Nietzsche's like, when he said that God is dead and we killed him, he was saying that science and modern mentality is what killed the need for God. So it's like, well, we don't need to believe in God because we have science and it proves how the universe works and it's not magic and stuff like that, which is great, you know, because now we know, oh, you know, the sun doesn't come up magic, you know, it's a ball of gas burning in the sky billions of, you know, 1,000 miles away. But the problem
is 3,000 miles away. It's fine.
1,000 miles away. It's like right over there. I can hold it in my fingers. See, I got it. But the problem with it is people treat science like a religion.
Yeah.
Right. Like with this guy, you know, science is just doing things, you know.
Yeah. Not trying to actually prove anything or display.
Not using the scientific method.
I'm just going to cut things.
Yeah.
Even though, like, because I'm like, I've been doing YouTube for a year, I've only been doing YouTube for a year, and like, I have barely over 100 subscribers, but like, it just sort of makes me angry because, like, I try really hard to make entertaining and informative content, and then here's a dude who's just like, oh, I'm just gonna grab some shit from around my house and cut it with
cut
a hot knife.
Hot knife.
4 million subscribers, and I'm like, ugh. But it does prove something that I've always said about YouTube, and it's one of the things that I absolutely love about YouTube, is that it doesn't matter who you are. If you have an interest, there's people out there who share your interests, and if you put in the time and the effort, like, eventually you can make some sort of progress on things like YouTube. But gosh, it was just, I was...
You know, I was thinking while you were talking, because I don't listen to what people say.
No, it's fine, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. But I was thinking while you were talking about how, the subscribers that we have, I mean, I'm not saying that they're like hardcore SupNerds fans and would go to bat for us, but they would go to bat for us more than that guy's fans would for him. Like, think about...
That's true.
Think about that. True. Like, yeah, people watch it because it's entertaining, but if people were like, oh, if he had some sort of controversy or something like that, you know, they'd be like, oh, well, fuck this guy. You know, he's a jerk. We don't care about him. And that would probably happen with us, too. But we'd still have some fans that are just like, no, that's not true. They're nice guys. And they're
I don't know. Like, I'm very thankful for the success that we've had, considering, I mean, the thing with it nowadays is that very rarely, very, very rarely does someone like a complete nobody just be like, I'm going to start doing this on YouTube, or I'm going to start podcasting, and they just blow up instantly. That almost never happens.
Yeah.
Even like during back in the day with when viral videos were as big as those, that was. Yeah, like a person would produce a viral video. That one video would get huge, but then nothing else would happen.
Right. Well, you know, they'd have like other, you know, they'd have one with like 3 million and all their others would be like 20,000 or something, which is still good.
It's still good, but like it wasn't like this instant success that everybody always attributed to like viral videos.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily true.
Did you ever watch Psy's second music video? You know, Psy, the Gundam style dude?
Yeah, I think I have. It's been a while.
I think it's better than the first.
Yeah.
His video is pretty good.
Off the top of my head,
I'm a mother father gentleman, but
but you know
the mother father is he's just working around saying motherfucking I'm a motherfucking gentleman. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's I don't know. I like any videos with a whole bunch of hot Asian people.
Not necessarily women, just people.
Hot
in
Asian people. Yeah. Hey, a 10's a 10, man. $5 is $5.
10's a 10's a hole, a hole. And a roll is a roll. We don't get our tolls and we don't get no rolls. That's great. How are we looking on time? Oh, shit. Okay.
We could probably end it here. So let's do something real quick. Best and worst Christmas present. Go. You've ever received.
Ooh, jeez. Oh, gosh. I was just talking to my James about this. So my mom sent me my Christmas present this year yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, James was standing there and he was videoing it for my mom. But I told him. I got the present and it was sitting in my lap and he's like, open it. I was like, okay, hold on. Let me explain something about my mother. I was like, every year my mother will ask what I want for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Typically, almost exclusively, I'm always just like, here's the one thing that I really want and or really need. And then I'll be like, that's it. Like, if you just give me that one thing, I'm happy.
Yeah.
And then I'll be so delighted. And then my mom would be like, awesome. And then go get me something completely weird and off the cuff. And I'll just be like, great. I don't know what to do with this. Thanks, mom. So like a couple years ago, I don't even know what I wanted at the time. But I was one of those situations like, mom, I just want this. This is all I need. I'd really use it. It'll be really beneficial to me. She's like, great. Okay, great. Christmas comes around and she got me one of those 3D print, those 3D drawing pins.
Oh, cool.
It's like a big thing, and you put like a plastic rod in it, and it heats up the plastic, and you can kind of draw these really crappy 3D shapes because
it doesn't work right.
The plastic melts, and then as it comes out, it cools, and it'll sort of not actually retain its shape in any way, shape, or form, and it takes like a lot of practice. And I was just like, cool. all right. Okay. My mom was like, you could do so much with it. And I don't think I've used it once.
You should check it out.
I've had it for like 2-3 years. I haven't used it once. And I think, for Halloween, Chanel tried to use it, to make like some Halloween decorations. She was like, this sucks. And I was like, yeah, I just knocked the crap out of my mic. It's definitely not the worst present I've ever got, you know, because when I was a kid, clothes, I got clothes like crazy and I hated it. Like, I always hated getting clothes. But, yeah, that's probably the weirdest Christmas present I've ever got.
Do you have a best one?
The one I bought for myself last year, which was a camera.
That's a good Christmas present.
Yeah, that was my Christmas present to myself.
Yeah, I don't think... But, so I've never really gotten anything good for Christmas. But that's kind of the thing. My mom's the same way. Is like, mm-hmm. Okay, so one year, what did I want? Okay, actually two things. So one year, I wanted a PlayStation 1.
This was
like when it was new. And I asked my dad for a PlayStation 1 because he tended to get bigger presents because he tried to buy our affection and shit like that. So I asked him for a PlayStation 1 and like I opened up all my other presents first and there was a box that was shaped size, weight of a PlayStation 1.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened it last because I was like, that's how
super
I
super excited.
Yeah, I was like, that's a PlayStation 1. Yeah. I'm going to open it last. That way it'll be great. And then I open it up and it's a chess / checkers. It's one of those board game things.
Oh, yeah.
That's like 20 board games in one. And I was like, all right.
Right.
Which my dad is, my mom and dad have always been the same sort of way. Like, well, what do you want for Christmas? And like, the thing is, too, is I'll be like, my mom didn't ask me this year because she's fucking done getting me Christmas presents, which is fine. That's fine. I don't really care. But had she asked, I'd have been like, I want Fruity Loops.
I want Fruit Loops.
I want Fruit Loops. Just a box of Fruit Loops. I want Fruity Loops or a MIDI keyboard or both.
Yeah.
And like, if you're going to get the MIDI keyboard, let me tell you which one to get. Mm-hmm. I'll just send you a link. Don't get me one that's and like, that's the way that you have to speak with my mother when it comes to Christmas presents. Because if I ask for a MIDI keyboard, she'll get me a keyboard.
Yeah.
The cheapest keyboard from Savers that she can find that may or may not work. Yeah. And like a key, that would be fine. I could practice and learn how to play keyboard, which is something I want to do. Mm-hmm. But those are two entirely different things. That's like apples and oranges. That's not even the same. That's like apples and BMWs, buses or whatever. I don't know. It's not the same thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what I would have said. A keyboard and a thing. So my mom, like, historically is really bad about getting me what I want. So, which is, I mean, that's fine. Like, you know, I hate to, it sounds really spoiled when I'm like, I never get what I want, but I never do. But, cause like as a kid, I kind of like grew up like with disappointment for Christmas. And that sounds bad, but like one year I got, like the usual throw of things like candy, socks. Mm-hmm. And then like the biggest present I got was a bungee jumping video, like a VHS
of people jumping. Like bungee jumping.
Yeah. And I had asked for like a video game or something like that, you know, something big. And I'd always be like, get me one good big thing.
Right.
Like, and she'd be like, well, I'll spend, you know, that amount of money or less on a bunch of little things. And it's like,
Christmas was always weird for us because we were always super poor. It was always really nice. And, I never felt like gypped, you know, like, and that's really a shitty thing to say, but I always just liked hanging out with my family.
Right.
Like, I like the act of opening presents.
Yeah. That's pretty
cool. Just like, cause it's like opening up magic cards, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just awesome. What is this?
Oh,
cool.
What's
great.
In there?
I don't care. Anything. Like, what is in this other one? Like, I just like, and I like watching other people open presents and I like giving presents. Like, what's the weirdest present you've ever given?
I've received a roll of toilet paper as a present. It wasn't a white elephant. It was do you do the tradition where you can open a present before? One before Christmas. So we didn't used to do that, but we started doing it. And my mom, I can't remember what, there was some, like, it was actually a pretty funny joke, like that something had gotten said that all we're getting for Christmas is light bulbs, toilet paper, and it was like paper towels or something. So I got toilet paper. My sister got light bulbs and my brother got paper towels or something. It was actually pretty funny, except it was still like afterward, like, cause she's like, you guys can open up one present and this is the one. And I was like, and then she's like, okay. Like, she could see, like, we got the joke, but we were all still super disappointed.
Yeah.
So she's like, yeah, you can open up something else. But
yeah.
You know, I think that, too, the thing is, like, I don't want to sound like an asshole when I'm like, oh, I never get anything I want. But, like, the thing that, like, sucks about it is, like, for some reason, my mom is really good at getting my little brother and my older sister a present. So, like, they always got what they want, and I always kind of got gypped. But whatever, I grew up stronger from it, and I don't really care about Christmas.
The weirdest gift I've ever given to anybody else, it was Membras many years ago. We had a white elephant thing.
Nice.
Where, like, we all... No, Secret Santa. We did Secret Santa.
Oh, okay.
Where, like, we all drew names from a hat, and we just had... It was, like, $5-$10. Because it was so many people.
Like a $10 spending limit.
Yeah, it was, like, so many people in our group of friends. So I...
Everyone got magic cards.
I got Jan a ball gag. Because she was really loud when her and Chino would be having sex.
I bet she didn't like that.
And then, no, she did not. And I was just like, here's a pull kick. Please shut up. Like, you're so loud.
That's funny.
Yeah, it was odd buying a dude's girlfriend a sex gift. But it was a gag gift. It was I know it was just supposed to be funny.
It literally was. Yeah, it literally was a gag gift.
I just got it. I'm so funny. Look how funny I am.
Everybody got it before you did. It's a gag gift. Get it? It's a jump to conclusions map.
Yeah. So I don't know. I was like trying to segue into something else.
I think you talked about a little bit ago about you got yourself a camera last year.
I did, yeah.
I think that is kind of going to be my go-to from now on. Because, my ex-wife was really bad at getting gifts, too. But usually, I can't really remember any of the gifts she got me, so probably pretty bad. And the last girl I dated was also, I bought my own Christmas presents I bought hers, too, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched Adam Ruins Everything?
I have.
He did a really interesting bit about Christmas gifts.
Yeah.
Where he was like, gift giving is like really dumb because it's not that giving gifts or buying stuff for people is a bad idea. It's just that people are generally or usually very bad at buying something that they think someone else will want.
Yeah.
So it's like, then it goes down to like intrinsic value. So the second you buy something, it starts to lower in value. But like what you will pay for something is different from what I will pay for the same object.
Hmm.
So if you're like, oh, I spent $20 on this sweater, this is a good gift. And then you give it to me and I'm like, well, I don't listen to Garth Brooks. Why would you give me that? Like I would spend like $1 on that sweater. So like, gift giving is kind of dumb that way.
Yeah.
So like the best, really one of like, to me, the best thing is just give money, like money, gift cards, the best like Christmas. And it seems lazy, but they really are the best Christmas presents.
Well, I mean, yeah, that is true. Cause then you can just get whatever you want. But I think like for significant others and for kids, like you should probably, cause kids are fucking easy to shop for.
Well, and kids want that experience of opening something.
Right. Yeah. And you can get a kid fucking anything and they'll play with it. Like if it's a toy, you know, if they're young enough or whatever, but yeah, like for your significant other, you should probably have it figured out what they want. And that tends to be easier because then you could just like, I mean, like I think that it's a good thing to like the person that is receiving the gift,
mm-hmm.
like does a bit of research on like how much, like, well, you know, I don't want them to spend more than X amount of money. So, you know, here's like a list of 3 or 4 different things. I think that's the way to go.
Yeah.
I think that was actually, me and Aaron used to do that. Or we did it 1 year where it was like, okay, well, show me a list of like 4 different things and I'll surprise you with one of them.
Right. Yeah,
and you do that
for
me, which is great. Cause then you know, you're getting something you want.
Yeah.
And then it's still the surprise cause you don't know what it is.
Yeah. I think because like to me, I hate getting gifts that are like obviously someone who's just like walking around in the store. Oh, so the best example is like Christmas stockings.
Yeah.
Stocking stuff or stuff. Typically, I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm like, all right, unless it's candy. And
right.
I can
eat
it.
But, I mean,
like,
they should all probably
little
be
like
candy.
Knick-knack novelty stuff. Like, I'm like, that's cool. But I typically like things that I can use, and I like to give people things that they can actually use, not something that's beneficial to them that they might want, but that's actually helpful in their everyday life.
Yeah, I think candy is what should go in a stocking stuffer, unless for, once again, for kids, because you could give a kid a shitty plastic toy you got at a gas station.
Three things that was always in our stocking was
coal,
a pack of socks, a pack of underwear, and an orange.
Fucking what did
every year
did Krampus visit you?
Socks, underwear, orange, which was cool. I mean, shit, like nowadays if someone was like, here's a pack of underwear, I'd be fucking thrilled,
right? Like I truly wish, I was thinking like, I wish that grandparents would give you like a coupon for underwear.
Coupon for?
Not a coupon, like a an underwear and sock gift card.
Oh, okay.
To be like it'd be like a trust fund. It's essentially an underwear and sock trust fund. That would be great. Spend all the money that you're going to spend on socks and underwear when I'm a kid and I hate them on this trust fund. And then now when it's like, you know, I need socks and underwear, it's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'd love a fucking gift card with like $300 worth of socks and underwear.
That'd be fantastic.
I would have, yeah, dude. You know what I would do? I would go buy all socks. First things first, all socks, and then I'd walk. You know, like sock gets a hole in it, throw it away.
Yeah,
fucking. And that's the thing too. Is I'd separate. I wouldn't. You know, I would just take them all out, and you just reach into the thing, put on a new sock. Boom. Like you step on a little bit of water, throw that sock away.
Just be frivolous with your socks.
Yeah. Never wear the same socks again. Yeah. Just, oh, well, I'm done with these socks for today, and just throw them the fuck away.
And I want to kind of clarify, like, I know we're talking about, like, this is what I like to get for Christmas. Like I'm always really weird with Christmas presents because, like, I hate getting, like, a bunch of Christmas presents. Mostly because, like, I know I have hoarding in my blood.
Yeah.
Like, hoarding is a thing that I have to be very careful about. So, like, when I get a bunch of stuff for Christmas and I'm just like, I don't need or want this, then I'm just like... And I'm not, I don't get sentimental typically about physical possessions.
Objects.
So I'm like, oh, like, I'm just going to throw that away. And I hate that feeling because I just like, I don't like to keep a bunch of stuff around. Yeah. Like, because like, I already have too much shit as it is.
Dude, I've got the opposite of hoarding. I used to have a problem with getting rid of stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, I think that everybody, and it's probably because I went to the Marine Corps, but I think that everybody in their lifetime should get rid of every single thing that they own.
Yeah, probably.
It's the most, like, clearing, like, I don't know, like, I imagine that's what, like, a monk would feel like, you know, mm-hmm. being, like, where it's like, I don't own anything. I have, nothing is, like, holding me down, you know. I know a lot of people, like, especially, like, people with hoarding tendencies will be like, I need these things. Yep. These are me. Mm-hmm. And I think that that is, like, the healthiest thing at, like, a young age, just to be like, I have nothing. It's like it's really weird, but it sounds bad. But no, it's great. Like, it feels great.
No, yeah.
To have
every
nothing.
About every 6 months to a year, I go through a process.
The purge.
I'll go through a purge. Well, I'll look at every single thing I own, and I will just get rid of most of it.
And that's the best way to do it. I encouraged the last girl I was dating to. She inherited a bunch of shit from her mom when her mom died, mm-hmm. and like, I wasn't trying to get her to get rid of anything because I was like, you keep what you need to keep.
Yeah.
But this is what I do is I will go through every single thing I own and be like, you know, pick like two or three things and be like, ah, fuck this. With me, it's more like, you know, 20 or 30 things that I'm like, this is fucking stupid. Why do I have this cable? I don't have a TV. I don't have fucking the appropriate fucking TV for this anymore. Why do I have this fucking cable?
Yeah, we're going to be moving in like March or April.
Yeah,
so like,
it's a good time. Great
that
time
is going
to
be
stuff.
Yeah, I think once we get back from Ohio,
you have
I think
much encouragement to get rid of things too, because you're like, this is heavy.
this
thing is heavy.
Well,
I want to move it.
Well, it's what's going to be weird about this upcoming move is that we're going from a really big house to a smaller apartment or trailer. We haven't really decided. We haven't found the place yet. But like, but the way the house is set up now, all of my shit is in like two places. It's either in my bedroom or in my crafting area. Like, I have nothing in the living room and the dining room, like nothing. So like, it's going to be like going from a big house to a smaller house, but I'm going to have more space to put my stuff, which is really weird. But yeah, once we get back in February, the purge is going to begin.
That's good.
We
That's
are
going to
begin
That's
the
healthy.
Purge. Well, and I give it away to like Savers,
That's
which is
good.
Like a secondhand
store.
I
guess I'm unhealthy about that. I'll just throw things away, like things that people could use. I'll just fucking throw away.
Well, I mean, there's ways to like get rid of stuff that is still beneficial to like yourself and your community and stuff. Cause there's like co-os, right?
Yeah.
Like, cause like, that's one thing that goes a lot in my purges is books. Cause I collect a lot of books cause I love to read.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, I haven't read this book in like 3 years, or I bought this book and I read a chapter of it, and for some reason I still have it. So like, I take it to co-os and I get credit for other used stuff.
That's good. I don't do that. I should do that because I never reread books, but I keep all of my books.
And it's really cool for like Savers, which is a secondhand store. I don't know if anybody has Savers, but like,
probably.
You can take like a bag of stuff.
Yeah.
And just be like, here, and then you'll get a 15% off coupon.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool.
So like, yeah, it doesn't matter if you take in like a bag of stuff or a truckload of stuff. You're still going to get the same.
A bag of weed.
You're still going to get the same coupon. So like, I'll just be like, I can just put a bunch of stuff. This is what I packed up today. This is what I'm purging today. I take it to Savers, get a coupon. And so I'll get a stack of coupons for Savers.
That's awesome.
And then I'll go buy more shit that I don't need.
Yeah. Dude, I want to do a decorating style. I think I might have told you about it, but you take every single thing you own and you put it into one pile.
Okay.
It sounds bad, but okay, where are my keys? I know exactly where they are.
It's in the pile.
In the pile. Where's my bed? In the pile. Where's my computer? It's in the pile. Everything, you know where everything is. It's flawless. No. It can, nothing can go wrong.
No, I don't like that at all.
You just gotta let it go, man.
Purge your belongings, folks. Get rid of that clutter.
This Christmas, we want all Sup Nerds fans to get rid of everything you own.
Yeah, send it to us.
Send it to us. P.O. Box 123 Made Up Street.
Why is there a P.O. box on a street? I don't know.
America Town, USA. All right, we can probably end it now. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
You filthy animals.
'Cause right down Santa Claus Lane, Vixen and Blitzen and all his reindeer are pulling on the rein. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He's got a bag that is filled with toys for the boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle jangle, what a beautiful sight. Jump in bed, cover up your head, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight, tonight. Santa Claus comes tonight. Happy day, listen to the bells and chime, Santa Claus comes your way today. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. He doesn't care if you're rich or poor, for he loves you just the same.
Santa knows that we're God's children, and that makes everything right.
Fill your hearts with the Christmas cheer, 'cause Santa Claus comes tonight, tonight. Santa Claus is coming tonight, stand by.
Ace Podcast.